I don't think we could have started the game any better. We've been a fast-starting team all year. And to be honest, we were going from great to good early. And that means we were going to shoot elbow jumpers, try to shoot layups, and try to get the ball into the post. Well, they threw that out the window. These two kids were lighting it up from outside. And we just go with whatever's working. I guess the saga of Pinky Gate is over with. So I think we figured out Pinky Gate is we got to have something else. But I thought Carter played extremely well. She let the game come to her. And when she's hot, she knows it, I know it, and you just got to let her go. But I thought we did a great job sharing the basketball, finding the hot person. And in the second half, after a little revival with my post players, where we were getting killed on the boards, I thought both Indy and Sierra came to play in the second half. We got it inside. We shot, 37 free throws or something like that to 7. And I thought that was the difference in the game, was the second half wearing them out inside and getting to the free throw line and getting them into foul trouble. Surviving advance, one of the things that really helped was seeing how Marquette struggled against a very good Rice team, how they let Rice control the tempo. We wanted to control the tempo of this game, and we did. And I'm sure Marquette learned their lesson, and they'll be back to the old Marquette come Sunday afternoon.
Questions for student-athletes to the left, Cease.
Robert Sussler, Bryan College Station Eagle. Caleb, following off what Coach said, why the threes? Why did you guys come out and start hitting the threes, and why shoot the threes, and then they went in?
Well, my first three, I was wide open, so I was going to shoot it. And after I started making them, I just kept shooting the ball, and they were going in. I think the same goes for Ken.
Right side, Christy.
Christy Reakin from the Associated Press. Kennedy, I know you told us yesterday that you were just fine, but when you've had surgery and you haven't played in a couple weeks, is it weight off your shoulders when you come in and you're shooting the way you are early?
Well, I've just put in a lot of work. Even though I wasn't able to play, I was doing a lot of things off the court that really helped my ability. And then once the doctors finally released me, I just been in the gym putting up shots and just working on my game. So that was the biggest thing, just staying in the gym. And it paid off.
Third row left, Travis.
Travis Brown, the Eagle. Kennedy, you made a couple of pretty hard falls there at the beginning. Was it good to kind of get banged around a little bit and know that everything would hold up?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was kind of in the moment, so I really didn't notice when I got that N1 how hard I fell. But the doctor said it would be extremely hard for me to re-injure. So my biggest thing was just to go out there and play fearless and just play hard and just play how I always play.
Kennedy. Mike Lucas, Skaggs News. You guys have had a couple good starts this season, but do you feel like that was the best 10 minutes of basketball you guys have played all season? I mean, I don't think you put up 31 points in a quarter up until that point.
Wow. I mean, it was a great quarter for us shooting-wise. I think everyone just did their part, from the post players to the guards to the point guard running the offense, and Real Washington just finding us and getting us open shots, open threes, and me and Kayla just been putting in work, and we were lucky enough to knock it down. So that was probably the best start. I enjoyed playing that first quarter tonight.
Your third row left, Travis.
Kayla, did y'all have any worries about Kennedy's finger, and especially when you saw her go down a couple times like that, did it kind of make it jump at all?
Honestly, it's like in the middle of the game, so it's not really like, oh my God, like, so I didn't really realize it until after. I'm like, dang, she really did fall pretty hard. So I don't think we were just too much worried at that moment, but after the moment, I feel like we were a little bit worried.
Here along the left, Cease.
Nadia, to follow up what Coach said, he said that Marquette playing close, you guys paid attention. Did you guys really pay attention? Did that play anything into the game, do you feel, today?
I think we did pay attention, but we know that that's not Marquette's. That's not normally how they usually play. So it was kind of hard seeing them play that way, knowing that they can come and play any day, any time, and do really well. So we did pay attention to some things, but we know that's probably not the best that they could probably play.
Back behind the lights, far left.
Kennedy, John Wilson with KBTX. How did the wrap feel that you talked about you were going to wear yesterday, and do you think you'll keep it the same moving forward, or now that you're advancing, maybe change it?
I think I'll just keep it. It feels fine. It's not too much. It's just one layer plus a little thick padding, so it really doesn't bother me or affect my shot. It gets, I guess I would say, if it gets hit, I really can't feel it as much, so it protects me pretty well. So I think I'm going to keep it on just to stay safe.
Anything else for the student athletes? All right, ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Questions? Far right, Mike. Back behind the lights, Coach.
Coach Mike Lucas, KX TV. You mentioned you guys have started hot before, but is that the best first quarter, best 10 minutes of basketball the team's played all season?
Kentucky on the road was pretty doggone good, too, knowing that they were number 15 in the country. And sometimes the competition was a little bit different. But we shared the ball, I think, as well as we played in the first quarter. We could have hurt a lot of SEC teams as well by how we opened up and shared the ball, moved the ball. But normally with SEC defense, you do not get that many wide open threes. And it's not that we have a whole lot of three-point shooters, but we sure the heck know who our two are, and we try to find them by reversing the ball.
Right side, Christy.
Christy Reakin from the AP. I know you said Pinky Gate's over, but when you have a player, your best, one of your best players, if not the best, out for 2 weeks with an injury and having surgery, does it give you a sigh of relief whenever you see her playing the way she did early for you?
This team's done it all year, Christy. We just handle adversity as well as any team, whether it was the transfers or the graduations last summer or the injuries or losing Wilson, moving a junior college point guard in. We just find a way. And while I'm thinking about it, look what Sham Washington did today. She's not up here. Look at her stat line. 2 out of 5, 2 out of 2, 9 rebounds, only 1 foul, 7 assists, 2 turnovers in 34 minutes. Where would we be without Sham? Okay? That's sometimes when a kid, that means that was pretty good recruiting by us to find somebody to come in. Because here's the problem. There's a lot of kids across the country and in the state do not want to come in and play behind Kennedy Carter. They want to play with her, but not behind her. And so I thought we hit a home run on signing Sham Washington, and she proved it today. She dissected their zone. We got what we wanted.
To the left, Cease.
Gary, the second quarter, were you relying too much, you feel, in the jump shots after they did so well in the first quarter, or did they settle into their game a little bit more? What do you think about the second quarter?
I think basically it was all them. We settled in to forcing some shots. We got our tail whipped on the boards in the first half. How many times is your 1 and your 2 going to out-rebound my 4 and the 5? And that's what happened today. I think between my 1 and my 2, they had 16 rebounds to only we were getting beat by the Simmons kid in there. She was doing a great job. Their big kid in there was walling up, doing a good job. And I just think a lot of it was just Wright State playing like they capable and got over. It's hard walking in with the majority of the fans pulling for the home team. But I thought after the first quarter, Katrina Merriweather did a great job of rallying her team. Instead of it being a 25-point game at half, it was a 13-point game. And give them a lot of credit. That's just good coaching on their part.
Third row left, Travis.
Hey, Coach. Kennedy, of course, had the pinky. We just found out one of their players played the whole game with a broken wrist. Is this game a just a good example of kind of the toughness of the women's game, especially on this stage?
Which player played with a broken wrist?
Number 12, Mackenzie Taylor.
Their senior?
I'm sorry, Emily Vogel.
Vogel. Yeah. Did she break it in the game?
No, it was a practice. We didn't know about it.
Wow. Well, obviously that affected her 1-for-7 shooting, because on the scout report, she was one of the ones we needed to stop. Gosh, that is toughness, Travis. And in the women's game is one of the most underrated sports ever. And a lot of it, television has been very good to us, but it has hurt us as far as attendance. We're on TV everywhere. We're being streamed and everything like that. And too many people across the nation, not just here in Bryan-College Station, but the people that were here today, they enjoyed that game. Now the question is, how can we double that crowd for Sunday? Rice brought more students than we had in there for our students. I'd say it's pretty close. I want our students to get there on Sunday, okay? I'm sure, like most of you guys out here, we all studied on Sunday afternoon when we were in college, right? I'd love for our students to come take over the place. And if the students can take over the place, I guarantee you my no hairs and my gray hairs and blue hairs, they'll stand with you.
Anything else for Coach? All right.
20 offensive boards we gave up and 14 turnovers. That's the only negative I got. Other than that, I'm a happy camper. I'm fixing to go eat me some good Italian food.
All right. Whereabouts?
Napa Flats.
All right.
That's a paid political announcement.
That's right.
Thank you. No, I got to get the real thing. I get the whitefish. The whitefish is outstanding, or the pepperoni pizza with a side salad and one of those other things.
And Coach Blair's next show is at 1:45 tomorrow. The players are at 1:25 press conference.
Appreciate all y'all, and give credit to those three teams that were here. They brought a lot of fans, particularly Rice brought a lot of people. I'd like to get them to stay over if I could, but Marquette's going to have a lot of people staying, so hopefully we can get some more Aggie fans out. I appreciate the coverage that y'all have done. Thank you.